fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, you're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year, they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I'm thinking about modern human civilization right now and how easy we have it because men used to sail on ships and eat hard tack for a month. People used to go along the Silk Road. People used to sail along the Horn of Africa and get smashed in giant waves and still survive. I mean, Magellan and his crew literally went around the entire world. They circumnavigated the entire planet. And I sit here today and I'm running my business as well as also doing a show, and I'm a little stressed out about bills and things happening in life. And you just got to remind yourself, the ancestors, the people that came before us, people that went through all these hard things, the giants that's shoulders that we stand on today, if they could do it, if they could battle through lead poisoning, vitamin mineral deficiencies, whatever, if they're able to power through and create a better future, we can do the same thing as well. We've really gotten soft and decadent. I need to do better. We all need to do better. I just want to give that message of self-improvement. We can defeat the enemy. Now, I want to get into some breaking news, and I'm going to take calls here in a second. Joe Biggs, I believe, he's okay. I've confirmed with him that he's all right, but he got into a fender bender, let's call it. And I don't think he's going to be joining us here at the start of the hour. I'm going to read this breaking news to you after I read out the phone number. I want to hear what you thought of Trump's speech last night. If you want to call 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539. If you want to call in, you want to tell me about how you thought the speech went, call 1-877-789-2539. Now, I'll get the document straight. Overhead shot, please. Trump polled advisors about replacing Tulsi Gabbard as intelligence chief. This is breaking this morning. Donald Trump has privately asked cabinet members in recent weeks whether he should replace his director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, venting frustration that she shielded a former deputy who undercut his rationale for war with Iran, including two people briefed on the discussions. Okay, it is not clear that Trump will actually fire Gabbard over the episode. Currently, there is no standout candidate to take the job, and advisors have cautioned that creating a high-profile vacancy before a successor is ready could cause unhelpful political distractions. Let's talk about her job. So I always get it messed up. I always say DIA. She's the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. What Tulsi Gabbard's job is to take all of the data from the various intelligence agencies, foreign and domestic, and then to present a report to the president about the most current, the most factual, the most top secret, ultimately, of information. Right? That you'd say that's a very important job. You know, why hasn't she been more active? Why don't we see more of her? Well, at the very beginning, Trump made it clear that she was to be sidelined and that John Ratcliffe, the CIA head, was to be prioritized in all decision makings. That's the guy that briefs and backs Trump. That's the guy that we see literally nut in his pants when he hears that Trump is about to pass another weapons package to Ukraine. That's the guy Trump listens to. Joe Ken, of course, working directly under Tulsi Gabbard as the second in command over at the DNI. He, of course, leaves on principle. He has to resign because of the war. And Tulsi Gabbard literally sold T-shirts. See if we can find this on Twitter. She sold T-shirts for $40 that said no war with Iran. And she's come out and given CIA intelligence briefings where she says in Congress, she goes, look, here's the deal. You need to listen to what I got to say right now. Oh, look at this real quick. No war with Iran. Get our troops out of Iraq and Syria now. She literally sold the T-shirt. So I don't want to hear about being a popcorn thrower from Dan Bongino. I don't want to hear about these people can't be criticized. What is this? What is this? You're going to sell people something? You're going to profit? You're going to grift? That's the definition of grift. People say that we grift for selling a supplement. People say we're selling a physical product that people take and get benefits from. People call us grifters. She's selling you the idea of something that she is actively working against or is quiet about in the administration today. Think about that for a second. And think about this. This is the other half to consider. It's never good enough. Okay. She can come out and she can say, well, you know, the president made his decision. I support the president. That's not enough. You have to say the president's mission is divine. It's been given to him by God and we back it 100%. You have to be in the cult because she's been incredibly subservient and positive towards the administration, towards this war ultimately by not speaking up about it. It's still not good enough. I'll go back to the article. But Trump's discussion marked an ominous development for Gabbard, given the president tends to poll his advisors when he starts to seriously consider whether a personnel change is necessary. The two people spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. Trump's doubts about Gabbard followed her testimony at the Worldwide Threats hearing on Capitol Hill last month, where she declined to. At the Worldwide Threat hearing on Capitol Hill, you have to condemn the person like it's a Salem witch trial. We condemn you. We condemn you, Joe Kent. Your wife died at war fighting for America. You did 11 combat deployments. You're like a central casting, perfect guy, basically, military CIA intel, like archetype. Like that's literally the dude. And you go, that guy's scum. That guy that fought for his country is trash. You must condemn him. Now, I mean, her refusal to condemn him is enough for her to get potentially probably cut from this administration. I think we've all known that this has been coming for quite some time. Asked on Sunday whether Trump still had confidence in Gabbard's leadership, he said, yeah, sure. Another great line from the peace president. Yeah, sure. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One, I mean, she's a little bit different in her thought process than me. She doesn't want to kill everybody, but does it make somebody not available to serve as long as I do what I say? In a statement, White House spokesperson Stephen Chung defended Gabbard's tenure. As President Trump just said in his remarks, he has confidence in Director Gabbard and the tireless work she is doing. Little nicotine pouch there. Tireless work she is doing. He has assembled the most talented and impactful cabinet ever, and they have collectively delivered historic victories on behalf of the American people. All right, now we also got this. This is from yesterday. It's April 1. Maybe it's April Fool's. We hope it's not April Fool's. Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi in recent days as he grows frustrated with her leadership. Oh, we're all frustrated with her leadership. It's not just you, Trump. As he goes frustrated with her leadership at the Justice Department and her handling of the Epstein files, according to four people familiar with the conversations, Mr. Trump has floated the idea of replacing Ms. Bondi with Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, the people said. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations by the president. Mr. Trump has not made a final decision, and Mrs. Bondi's allies pointed to photos of her and the president. We're on the next photo op. We're in the latest photo op. We can never be fired. He'll cut and run instantly from me. We watch that all the time in the first administration. So if you know Trump, you know what's happening. He says Pam Bondi's wonderful and is doing a good job. That basically means you're fired. So we're going to see what happens. I want to go to your calls. Can we see what's on the board today? I want to see who's calling. I want to see who's calling into the morning show with Rex Jones, American Journal. All right, we got Bart in Georgia on the board. I want to remind people the number to call in. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Thank you very much. Bart in Georgia, what's on your mind? What do you think about that speech?
It's just delusional garbage. No matter what Trump says, he can't sell me on this war. It's gone right way further than he was claiming. But I think the true intention, although delusional, is that Trump is hoping that we're going to take control of the oil and have it sold in U.S. dollars because they're only selling about 10% of their oil now. If he were to jack that up to 100% and sell it in U.S. dollars, it's keep this false fiat currency running.
Right.
And that's the true intention. And that's what the wars are all about. And we're going to lose because we're intending to lose. Like
sure.
I discussed the last time.
Yeah. The thing that they'll tell you, Bart, is that, wait, it's all going to be figured out. It's going to be over soon. They're looking into things. The team is working on it. And for people like us, I mean, for me, the red line that was crossed on day one was the blowing up of the school and the war crime of that and the killing of 180 little girls and their teachers. And you'll talk to people about this online or you'll see them give a commentary. Like I played that guy earlier, Adam Sosnick, running cover for the administration. And he comes after Dave Smith and he says, you think the American military is the biggest terrorist organization in the world? I say, what more proof do you need? How do you feel about that?
I agree. you know, they didn't call them baby killers in Vietnam for nothing. I know most of those guys were honest, but there was enough of them doing bad stuff.
Sure, but it's about the it's about the leadership, and that's the thing that they act like they're talking about the troops. The troops didn't make the decision to go do this. Just like, you know, a pen doesn't decide to write or a knife doesn't decide to stab. It's the leadership, and they act like the leadership can't be blamed. Like you're attacking the soldiers.
Yeah, yes, sir. You're absolutely right. I just want to point out. This shortage of gasoline has ruined my favorite vacation spot of Thailand. You can no longer get a taxi cab from Bangkok to any tourist area because they can't get fuel and fear they won't be able to get back.
Wow. Wow. Oh, you got unprofessional alert. My bad. I got an Amber alert going off on my phone. How do I turn that off? Okay. I apologize. They're gonna kill me back there in the production area. Yeah, I mean, the global impact on areas that aren't America, aren't a place that's energy independent like us. I mean, just you think about the impact around the world and how much this is going to make people around the world dislike us. This is why I feel like our government defames us. Do you feel like our government defames us by doing stuff like this in our name?
Yeah, they make us look really bad around the world. We need to get all of our troops everywhere and bring them home and put them on the border. And fight this war on drugs. That's one war I truly believe in, getting rid of this fentanyl and these drug cartels. That's a war I believe in. Instead of the stupid stuff in the Middle East that never ends.
Indeed. Thank you for your call, Bart in Georgia. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Van in Phoenix. He says the speech was terrible. Your thoughts? That's going to be caller number two. That's Van in Phoenix.
Hey, good morning, Rex. Yeah, the speech last night was horrible. I don't know. I've fallen off the Trump train and nothing's making sense anymore. He's been talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's been endorsing horrible candidates. There's a guy out here who is a former NFL kicker named Jay Feely. He's endorsing Jay Feely. And right the day before the election, Jay Feely was taking pictures with Bill Clinton. Jay Feely gives speeches at CGI for the Clinton Foundation. He was in Haiti. It's like, what were you doing in Haiti? Well, yeah, and Turning Point USA is backing this guy. There is an actual Freedom Caucus candidate. The guy's, there's another candidate for Congressional District Number 1 in Arizona that is just above and beyond. His name's Joseph Chaplick. He's a Freedom Caucus guy, Catholic, okay? But Trump wants to support Jay Feely, who's friends with the Clintons, who, you know, is giving speeches at CGI, who's in Haiti with the Clintons, who, you know, he's a gun grabber. He's anti-gun. Yeah. He's liberal on guns. It's like, what are you doing, Trump? I'm the so only disappointed thing, the in only, the Trump administration.
The only thing these people are quote-unquote conservative about is conserving greater Israel. And that's the one campaign position. All these people are anti-gun. They're anti-First Amendment. I mean, look at that Mark Wayne Mullen. That guy was trying to get rid of free speech in America, trying to pass that IAEA definition of anti-Semitism. Here's the thing. You're talking about this, and I identify with it heavily because, like you're saying, I fell off the Trump train. I also fell off the Trump train, but that's because we didn't leave him. He left us. It's a very key thing to keep in mind. But we're actually given a great gift in this time, and the great gift is that we get to divorce ourselves from the cult of personality, and we get to actually focus on the issues, which is always what InfoWars was about. And how I define that beyond any other thing right now is being anti-war. Period. That's our one position. Everything else is downstream of that. And the pedophile issue, of course, is all wrapped into one because only they would be able to put us into these endless wars with no remorse. We've got to identify a new political platform moving forward that isn't dependent on a cult of personality. Your thoughts?
No, my totally agreed, Rex. We have a political problem right now that I don't think we can solve this with politics at this point. I'm sorry to say, I'm not encouraging violence. I'm just saying it has gone so far off the rail. It has gone so far over for Israel. It's like if people want to keep voting to have a nuclear war with Iran and supporting Israel and sending them money every 6 months and whatever BB needs, you know, vote for Jay Feely in Arizona, Congressional District Number 1. You'll get war. You'll get your guns taken. You'll get, you know, everything about Israel. Who cares about Americans? Who cares about anything to do with Americans? It doesn't matter. I'm so tired of it, Rex.
I know.
I'm sick and tired of it. And no, listen, this is what we need to do on our side. We need to call out these candidates that are running that are horrible. We need to get the dirt on them. We need to understand who they are, and we need to just sound the alarm because
InfoWars and Alex Jones, you guys are huge right now, and you guys are bigger than you've ever been. You guys have more of an influence, and I say let's use that influence to not let these horrible candidates like Jay Feely in Congressional District Number 1 get elected, so it's more of the same. Please, we need to do everything we can. I mean, if we're only going to vote for based Catholics, then let's go with based Catholics. I'm tired of these Christian Zionist Bible church people in Arizona.
You're being very racist right now. We don't accept it. You must vote for Lindsey Graham. I mean, he endorses the warmonger chicken hawk bubble wand merchant.
Do I need to put on a Mickey Mouse outfit too? And
maybe
bend
they'll
over
listen
for them?
To
like,
you. Maybe if it's blue and white, if it's the color of the Israeli flag, maybe they'll listen to you. I really appreciate your call, Van. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Good website for community action.
Hi. Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice question.
Whether to sneeze there.
Oh, all right. Bless you if you sneeze.
Thank you.
Not lying with the speech last night. It is what it is. My thing, I love listening to you guys and listening to you for well over 15 years, but I think there's other websites out there and nobody's talking about this. Has anybody listened to Promethean Action? They approach this a whole weird different way, and I don't know if this is another Q kind of thing going on or what. So that's really what I need to know. What other people think of.
Interesting.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that website?
It's called Promethean Action.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you, Jeff in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Drew in Colorado. When did Trump change spiritually in your mind?
Well, how you doing, Rex?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Weather in a storm. Nice. Cruising on through.
Oh, good. Nice to finally speak to you. I'm a longtime listener. First time actually getting on.
Awesome.
I have a plug that I would like bigly to look back into. I used to get, I still get vitamin mineral fusion, but I used to get fizzy magnesium.
Yes.
And I would mix those two together, and it was badass. So
yes.
If Bigley's listening, can I please get some more magnesium? I love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I put magnesium in the methyl drive. Magnesium is so critical. It's responsible for over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. Fizzy magnesium was an incredible product. It's one of many things I hope to bring back. I want people. Here's the thing. If you want these products, call Bigley up. Tell them that you want me to work on them. And that the serious.
I do, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. That's the way to affect change. I want to make so many cool things for you guys. I want to bring the classic products back. It means a lot to me growing up here because I was damn proud and still am damn proud of every single thing that we've created here, and especially the products that we've given you guys. Just incredible stuff. And thank you so much for the support.
Absolutely. Not only are they beneficial and nutritious, they're delicious. You know, that fizzy magnesium was bubbly and it was effervescent and it was just some good stuff. So I hope that comes back.
Yes, I'm gonna make a note right now. Every time I'm in here, I write down something on a piece of paper that I take it with me. Fizzy magnesium.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Good stuff.
No, dude, 100%. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to say? You want to talk about Trump a little bit here?
Yeah. I tried really hard to get on with Alex yesterday and JT here. I personally think I noticed in my heart, in my soul, that Trump literally started to change his ways when he got jabbed the last time on live TV.
A lot of people saying that. Yep.
Yeah, I feel that he's been injected with something evil, controlling, and it's tearing apart the world, not only just America, but it's destroying the world.
Yes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that's more likely than them all being buddy friends that are trying to save the world. And here's the thing. I did conspiracy talks with Anthony Graffio last night, and we disagree on certain topics. He thinks it's all kind of been like preordained. Trump was always set up to be in this role. I think he more got kind of browbeaten and broken into kind of being a beast of burden for this agenda that he pushes nowadays. I do think at one point in time he was legitimate. I do truly believe that still, even now, and I do truly view him as a Darth Vader figure, but something definitely changed. And it's
absolutely.
You can point at Butler, Pennsylvania. You can point at the COVID vaccine, the public injection. You can look at all of it. It's just these very weird, almost ritualistic events that happen, and we witness just a complete 180 on positions. Thank you, Drew in Colorado. Let's go to Aaron in Tucson. We got Arizona people today. Arizona show. Aaron in Tucson, caller number 5. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Rex. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Wonderful. I'm calling about Trump's speech. After hearing it, I can't help but feel utterly black-pilled. And our one dude who we thought was going to give us a true American renaissance has failed us. And as I look across the political landscape, I don't really see many faces that will help us besides
Let me come in here, and I want to let you continue to make your point, and you're absolutely free to after I break this down here. Here's the thing. The reason why it's so blackpilling, it's so terrible, is because it's not because of that man. It's because of what that man represented, and we got to realize it's the values of 1776, of America First, of what MAGA actually meant to us. That's what we have to bring forward. That's the white pill I want to give you. And yes, it is blackpilling to realize that nobody's coming to save us, but we also need to realize in that we get to be our own hero as well.
I couldn't agree more, man. I'm a Messianic Jew. I converted to Christianity when I was 14, and I have not been stronger in my faith since this last year. I'm 30 years old. I recently became a father. My son's just turned 1 year old, and I'm just terrified of the future that my boy gets to grow up in.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not going to let them create that world. It starts with everybody on the ground level rejecting it and coming out against it strongly. And literally, it's about being the crazy person now, because you're not the crazy person anymore. We're in global war. Go talk to people. Go talk to people that you're next to on the street. It doesn't matter. We got to wake people up. And I think that's what you've realized. Anything you want to say in closing?
Yes, sir. We're out here trying to save souls. Don't forget the bigger picture, man.
Absolutely. Everything goes back to Jesus Christ, the living God, the fulfillment of the Old Testament, of course. He's the person that saves us. He died on the cross for our sins. And this is something that our politicians ignore and that they don't even really talk about. Or if they talk about it, it's in service of their political agenda, and they want to tie it to something, and they want to make you identify Christ with people doing wars. Christ is the peacemaker, okay? Christ said the meek will inherit the earth. Christ said, you know, better for those that cause little ones that believe in me to stumble to have a millstone tied around their neck and to be dropped into the deepest ocean. And I can't think of any better example of that in action right now besides the Epstein files and the war. Thank you so much for your call, Aaron. Really appreciate it. We got 1 minute left here. I'm going to go ahead and close it out myself, and we're going to go back to callers in the next segment. Maybe Joe Biggs will join us. Maybe he won't. Really appreciate you all being here with me today. I'm going to go ahead and read out the promotion again. There is a new rolling sale up to 40% off NAD Plus, the longevity molecule, super powerful. We all know about it. New powerful addition to the alexjonesstore.com. We got the Shilajit caps and gummies with the incredibly powerful fulvic acid, MK Ultra, atomic defense, colostrum and life force up to 30% off, iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture, and creatine powder. And we got the signature bag, the bundle that's going away soon. You're going to want to subscribe and save. You're going to want to get the iodine. You're going to want to get the methylene blue, the power drive bundle, the Shilajit, like I described before. All these products are amazing. Do your own research on them and help keep us alive in the fight, in the information war. Get what you need at the prices that you deserve at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm honored to be here with you. We're going to close it out with calls. We got the great, the one and only Alex Jones coming up at 11 a.m. You're going to want to be here 11 a.m. Alex Jones, stay with us.
You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be. Because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, like it. Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom. InfoWars Network is about, and I'm so proud to be a network man. I'm so proud to be a company guy because we are the best. We are Americana. We are the tip of the spear, and that's purely because of the viewers and listeners like you, which is why I'm so excited to take more of your calls as we close things out going here into the Alex Jones Show. But I want to break news. And when you guys handed me the articles before, when the crew handed me the articles, I saw the Bondi thing, I saw the Gabbard thing, and I was like, oh, it's vague, it is what it is. Apparently, and this is from a Singapore news source, but apparently this has backing to it. We'll get into the sources here in a second. Trump has told Bondi her time as attorney general is almost up. President Donald Trump has informed Pam Bondi that her time as his attorney general is nearing the end. Multiple sources familiar with the situation told Semaphore Trump has not yet made a formal announcement of Bondi's replacement, but one is expected soon. As is typical, the sources noted that Trump can also change his mind. Taco Trump, Trump always chickens out, at any time. Bondi's anticipated departure follows a tumultuous 14 months at the helm of the Justice Department with the release of files from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. We don't talk about that. Becoming a constant thorn in her side in recent weeks, long simmering frustration among Republicans was over the chaotic release of files resulted in a bipartisan congressional subpoena, and Trump lost confidence in her leadership. Well, I mean, he set her up to fail. What else does he expect? We want to act like these things happen in a vacuum, like they're fighting each other. They're on the same team. She works for him directly. She's appointed by him, so just all right.
And like I said, this means you're getting fired. Attorney General Pam Bondi is a wonderful person, and she's doing a great job. That's what Trump says in a statement to Semaphore on Thursday morning. Trump has also spoken with senior officials on who would be best to replace her. So this means fired. L-O-L. A little bit of L there. Got it. Rip Bozo up here at the top. She's Bozo, RIP her. It's unclear what role Bondi may find herself in next. Dog catcher, a carnival, a ride operator, who knows? Trump has a habit of shifting ousted appointees into other roles, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, that's actually a good point. Last year, his then national security advisor was shifted into the role of United Nations ambassador after getting pushed out from a reporter inadvertently being added to a Signal chat about sensitive military operations. Mike Walls pretty much opened, this is speculation, I'll defend myself here with that clarification, but pretty much, in my view, an Israeli agent, he gets caught leaking sensitive information to a reporter, adding a reporter to the group chat about, I believe, the military operations that Hegseth was doing in Yemen that they were all involved in. He gets moved from being the national security advisor to being the ambassador to the UN. So Trump just plays the shell game and shuffles people around. A DOJ spokesperson referred to Semaphore to the White House in response to a request to comment. Okay, so that's a big deal. All right, we got someone online that disagrees with our take of being anti-war and criticizing Trump on the issues, on the ideology. Jack in the Carolinas, you're on the air. Tell me about Trump.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I appreciate you taking my call. Listen, here's the thing, and let's cut straight to the point. Okay. When I listen to your show and I listen to Alex Jones, I'm hearing Democrat, I'm hearing left wing, I'm hearing sissified men. Like I told your screener there, when I got a buddy at the bar and he gets into a fight, if it takes it, I'm getting my ass whooped too. Trump killed 50 of those throat cutters over there. It's threatened and destroyed America for 50 years, 40 or 50, whatever it was. I run a company. I'm paying out the yin-yang for diesel right now, and I'm glad to pay it. I'm going to tell you why. We killed those bastards. Why are you turning on Trump now? Did Alex Jones, did he take the $50 million? Let me ask you this. Are y'all humping the gay frogs?
All right, I'm going to answer your question now.
Please, sir.
It stopped on day one when Trump engaged in the heinous terroristic double tap attack on the Iranian school, which killed 180 schoolgirls and their teachers, burned them alive in a double tap attack that we then claimed we didn't do, but now it's come out that we did do it. Your thoughts on that?
That on purpose, right? Trump done it on purpose?
Doesn't matter. It's an illegal war of aggression.
It does matter. It does matter. Shit happens. It does matter.
No, it's an illegal war of aggression, sir. We're engaged in war crimes, okay? Just because you say things happen at war, this is a war crime. Do you understand that?
Which side are you on, boss man?
I'm on the side of humanity. I'm on the side of little kids who got burned in that school.
You're one of them highly educated, sophisticated guys, right? You and Alex Jones.
No, I'm just sitting here. I know what's going on in the world.
You're a hippie. You're a left winger. You're a Democrat. That's what you turned into.
Yeah, that's what we turned into. Why did you support Trump? Was it about being anti-war America first? You realize we put Israel first, right? Are you a fan of that?
Well, yes, I am. And let me tell you why. Without Israel, now, say what you
want. Wait, you're
a
MAGA? You're going to make Israel great again? You're a real MAGA?
Are you going to let me answer?
Real MAGA roll call?
You going to let me answer?
Wait, no, but are you MAGA, though? Are you make Israel great again? Are you a real MAGA? We got a real MAGA on the line?
Are you going to let me answer, or are you going to keep talking? America is only great because of Genesis 12, 2, and 3. And that's the truth.
So you're in a theocracy. You're in a theocracy. You're in a cult.
There's plenty of things here you can add to it. It just ain't that.
That's right. I love Trump.
Okay, well, who are you going to vote for?
Who am I going to vote for? Probably Massey or Rand Paul. Probably someone that actually stands by their convictions.
Rand Paul. Well, he's sophisticated. Let me tell you something. Rand Paul is a joke, and he's been so from the get-go. That's why he got no votes. That's why nobody wants him. And you would vote for him. You're like a crazed woman. You're a disgrace.
You're happy to pay more in diesel costs because of the war.
Let me tell you something. You ask me a question. You can let me answer it.
Go ahead.
To kill those Muslim throat cutters, I'd gladly pay double. Hell yeah. My buddy Trump is in a fight. I'm in a goddamn fight. I'm ready to get my ass kicked too. Hell yeah. What do you want to say about that?
I trade you at every step of the way, and he's literally actively raping you, and you're thanking him. You're bending over more. That's what I think right now. But this is incredible. It's my middle name, I guess, Alex. It's Rex you're talking to, man. Do you know that?
Frogs.
Right? Gay frogs. I'm sorry.
Vote for that nappy-headed, goofy, stupid thing. It got no votes.
Okay, I don't know what that
Grandpa.
Means.
Grandpa. Well, you're a piss-poor joke.
Are you a troll? Are you for real? Are you using an emulator right now?
Dude,
I guess this is why we're at war. This is why we have to battle genocide. We got brain-dead neurons.
The same damn way. Remember this. People like me, when we got friends, we don't abandon them. I'm not out like Alex Jones talking about Trump's legs are swelling up and all this other bullshit. I'm for Trump 100% because he's for America 100%.
But he's not your friend. He's your public servant. He works for you. Do you understand? You're in a relationship with him. He's your boyfriend, perhaps. Is he your boyfriend? Is Trump your boyfriend? Are you dating him right now?
That's where you're wrong. Well, you're dating the gay frog. You want to jack off Alex Jones, you homo.
That's a bit weird. You know, father-son relationship there. That's a bit odd.
Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? That's what I want to know.
Why am I doing what? I hate seeing little kids die. I'm anti-war. I'm disgusted at the betrayal of Trump.
Here's the thing about it. I do, too. I'm for children 100%. And that's why we need to stop abortion. We need to stop these pedophiles. Okay, we need to stop.
Wait, the Epstein file. What happened to Epstein file? No. You do the tap dance, you jump around, you do the gay frog thing, whatever. What about the Epstein files? How did Trump handle that in your view?
Well, you might have me there because I don't know enough about it. I really don't. If Epstein is dead, they should have cut his throat before they hung him. If he is dead.
We can agree on one thing, maybe. All right. Maybe that's a positive that can come out of this. All right, man. We're going to have to agree to disagree. This is the thing. I feel like I'm arguing on the issues here. See, I was here in this studio when I was 8 years old, man, arguing about the same things. My first video ever was on the United States funding terrorism. That's what I think we're engaged in now. I view Israel as a terrorist state. Do you think that they've committed genocide in Palestine?
Thank God for Trump. Let me tell you something. I love children. That's innocent. When you get an abortion, that's innocent blood.
What does it have to do with the war? No. What does it have to do with the war? What does it have to do with Trump? Right now, stop tap dancing. Down.
Talk to me. Ask me a question. I'm listening.
Why do you support war and genocide?
Why do I support war? I don't really support war, but let me tell you
that's
why.
That's not
I do
true. You just said you're happy that those muzzy terrorists are getting their throats slit or whatever you said. No. You're doing the tap dance. You're lying on air live. Everyone can see it.
I support war. You got my word on it. I support the war. I support killing our enemies. I support killing our enemies. Yes, sir. I do.
Why are they our enemies?
It makes America great again. Okay. And let me tell you something. Why should we not support Trump on killing these Muslim pigs? And that's what they are.
Because they're humans and they deserve a right to live, and you're dehumanizing them. You're being racist. You know what? You're scum. You're scum, man. I got to say, you're absolute filth. Get him off my screen. Get him off my call. He's calling an entire group of people over there, even if they have different belief system, even if you don't like them, they're human beings. They were created by God. They all have an eternal soul. This is why we're in these wars. It's because we got these ancient old boomers and Gen X types out in the woods or in the nursing homes that have been propagandized by Fox News for just decades, decades, decades straight. CNN, MSNBC, it's all the same thing. Left or right, these uniparty chuds, they all support endless murder and death in the Middle East. He says, I'm glad they're doing it. He says, MAGA means death, basically. MAGA means killing the enemy. Well, why are they the enemy? Are you sure they're the enemy? Are they the enemy because the people over in Israel or the people over in our government that want endless war and make money off it have convinced us of that? I mean, I laid it out for him. I said, we blew up a school. We killed 180 little kids and their teachers. I'm going to keep saying over and over again, even though it makes me sick. He thinks it's good. He calls them all pigs. That's literally what he said on the call. Disgusting. Let's go to O'Brien in what state is that? Maryland. It's an audio quality issue. Do we have you? All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to Don in Washington State. Is Trump a clone? Is he a clone?
Hey, Rex, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you great.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm out here in the tent because of Trump's decisions, guy. And, yeah, I'm asking, think of the island. And maybe Trump's connected with Epstein because of cloning and not sex, because they can't find anything on that. What if they looked into cloning?
Well, Azora Ranch is notorious for that. Go ahead.
I know. And also the nanobots. Look into the nanobots, the nanotechnology he's taken. I've heard 5 COVID shots. I watched a documentary once that stated that the nanobots, they could drive you around like literally, it takes control of you. You could be driven around. So it's, in my opinion, I'm also known as Epo Bear. I normally stream you guys 24/7, but
thank you.
I'm, like I said, I'm out here in a tent right now. And when I have a generator going, I do come up and I do stream you guys live, or try to. But I'm over on, if you want to get red-pilled, by the way, I'm over on pilled.net. On the foxhole, I'm known as InfoBear. I stream you guys 24/7 over on Phil.
Thank you.
So anyway, but I'm not trying to promote me because I'm not deaf right now. Like I said, I'm in a tent. I woke up this morning with a foot of snow and my tent collapsed. So
we're praying for you, brother. We really appreciate you restreaming the show. Feel free to call back in anytime. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Saverio, a foreigner over in Italy. How are you doing? The Trump speech and the Turkey and Iran.
Hey, Rex. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
I want to add two quick things. I want you do some medication for animals, for dogs.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, I lost my dog, and I gave him my Madeline Blue, but it was too late. It was healthy, but after he died, because it was too late. So please do some formula for animals. Anyway, Trump is a clone. It's not him anymore. It's not him. Like you remember, they show up in TV about Jim Carrey. It's not him anymore. And Trump, it's not him. He's dead. Or something happened. It's another person anymore. And I want you or Alex check it out about Astana in Kazakhstan. It's a very weird place. I'm going there for do some Alex Jones, you do it before your dad when you go to the Bohemian Grove. I want to go there and exploring because Astana in Kazakhstan, it's very weird, and Trump, he was there for promoting some money or whatever. Anyway, yeah, Trump is dead. He's not there anymore.
We can talk about whether that's literal, metaphysical, whatever the definition is. He's definitely not the same person. Something was done to him. Thank you so much for the call. We will come out with a pet formula. Don't give your pets methylene blue. Don't give them our version of it because it has a flavor matrix in it, which has vanilla in it. There are plenty of animal studies on methylene blue. You can give them, potentially talk to the vet, the doctor, whatever, but don't give them the one with the flavor matrix in it. Dogs don't need to eat vanilla extract. Thank you very much. Let's go to Texas Skeptic. How are you doing? Middle East and time East, or he wants to respond to Hillbilly.
Rex, it's good to talk to you. I think the last time I spoke to you, you were about 14 years old.
Wow.
I'm proud of you and good work. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I think that that Arkansas Hillbilly hasn't left his sister's bedroom. You know, he's never been to the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East. And I can tell you, those Muslims knew I was a Christian man, and they treated me with the utmost respect. We worked together, we ate together, we slept together, we played together, and there was never any issues. And that's when I became political, because I found out how much I was being lied to
right.
by these government bureaucrats getting us into these conflicts.
Right.
Just
to interject, it's so disturbing. Like the level of vitriol that guy has, he's programmed to dehumanize the enemy, just like you do in any kind of war, right? Of course, we called the Vietnamese zipperheads. We called the Germans and Russians Ivans and Krauts and whatnot. We use these terms, but you see the dehumanization. They're dirty muzzies. They're pigs. They're animals. Isn't that just anti-Christian wrong?
Absolutely, and they're calling for their death. And a lot of these talk radios, maybe they're compromised, or like we've talked about, they're just—it's literally idiocracy.
Yes,
it's scary, and that's why I bought a ranch and raise goats and have water and fish and hunt because
Happy
that's
life.
The backup plan.
Yeah. That's the backup plan, because when they tear this thing apart, what's going to be left after our, you know, the age group? It's kind of a weird dynamic, because the same boomers that are holding the society as we know it together are the same ones protecting the Epstein class.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So
when they die, this system's going to fall to pieces. If you go to any of these political rallies, it's all gray hairs. It's all blue hair old people.
It's a bingo hall. That's what it is.
That's all that's participating in the political system. So once that class dies, even though they are the protectors of the Epstein class, they are why society's still functioning somewhat, I don't even want to call it stable, but somewhat recognizable. This thing's going to be so unrecognizable in the next 5 to 10 years that's why
we have to be a mountain and anchor the InfoWars values that existed before this kind of Trump haze, this kind of like Trump drug trip that we all went on. We stand for liberty. We stand for the Constitution. We're human supremacists. We believe all humans around the world deserve to be elevated and deserve rights given to them by God. That's the American standard. I think it's just, we can't have these heroes. This hero worship session we engaged in with a decade straight has really hurt us more than it's helped us in the long run. And we need to realize it wasn't Trump that was special. It was our values that we imparted onto him. And he took that sword we gave him and he stuck it through our gut.
Well, and he was projecting, like you said, he was projecting our values, but did he ever believe them? Probably not. And I wanted to run this by you, Rex, see what you thought. He has been in our subconscious mind and projected into it through media since the 90s.
Yes.
You know, why me growing up a Texas kid, why am I hearing about a billionaire from New York constantly? It's almost like they were pre-programming, and that's how they manipulate us with that far of length of time. Like, we're so ignorant to how these people operate or these systems.
Right.
If they're people, I don't know, but they've been putting them into our subconscious. Now, I was a national delegate in 2016. I had never been there before, and I met a lot of Americans just like me that felt called to do something. Now, granted, for me, it was the experience in Iraq and the Middle East and seeing how much I was lied to made me political. And I met a lot of humans that also were upset about it. But I couldn't get over the fact, even while I'm standing in the convention hall in 2016, that our options for president were a reality TV star billionaire and Hildebeest.
Yes.
How did we? I couldn't reconcile that. And now I know why I had that gut instinct that he was playing his part to bring about with the system that's fixing to be leveled upon us.
I think what it starts with is opportunism, like knowing that the ideals that he was running on were correct and were resonating with the American people and being like, yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? If I help people, that's great too. I'm really in it to win, but that's kind of my process. And I think over time, especially with the Russia stuff, you kind of see him get broken into congruency. You see him being made to obey, being made to be anti-Russia, being made to fund Zelensky, and ultimately COVID. I mean, Operation Warp Speed is a complete indictment on Trump just as a person, everything he's ever been involved in. He pushed the poison shot that pretty much on record is confirmed to have killed and injured, you know, millions of people around the world. We know all sorts of nasty facts about this thing, like it's not, safety data is not going to be released for 98 years. It had an emergency use authorization, which meant that there's no liability, total liability protection for the people. We got young people dropping from myocarditis. We see massive increases in female heart attacks. Specifically, we see all of this, and it's the classic thing of like, well, who's the guy that ushered it in? It was him. And now I think that we kind of got warped into this position. But my co-host on my Tuesday or Wednesday show, Anthony Graffio, Conspiracy Talks, he really does believe this has all been set up pretty much since Trump's birth for him to take that position. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do think like there's definitely a greater game that we oftentimes don't see a lot of aspects of it played, but it's being played in real time, really all around us. These people are kind of interchangeable. Do you see what I'm saying? Your thoughts in closing.
Well, my thoughts were he did it on Friday the 13th. The announcement to the nation was on a Friday the 13th in March 2020 when they collapsed everything. That was the announcement that shook everybody and the toilet paper disappeared, right?
Right.
I don't believe Trump was co-opted. I think he has just been a part of the design like your friend, because on January 6th, I can remember being at the Ellipse on January 6th, and they had giant projectors that kept flashing, fight, fight, fight. And I thought, that's weird. Because I'm always looking for programming, right? Your father kind of deprogrammed me to observe the Matrix for what it is, and I'm always looking for the underlying subliminals. And so it's saying fight, 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 and all throughout the crowd, you could hear people shouting, "Storm the Capitol! Storm the Capitol!" And Trump made an announcement saying he was going to walk with us to the Capitol. None of that happened. I think he's just a pawn in the machine
and the Pied Piper. He's the perfect Pied Piper. Now, how people like that retard in Arkansas still are following this Pied Piper after all the information with Epstein.
In closing, we got 3 minutes left. I want you to do just 2 minutes. Just think about the absurdity of that call and give your commentary to it, your thoughts.
It was sad because I got family members like that.
Right, me too. I know.
That you can't speak any truth into them, and they'd rather die than believe the truth. And I'm sure you know, was it Orwell Mark Twain who said people would rather be lied to than believe?
Be told. How'd the truth, go, yeah. Rick? I forget, but I know what you're saying, 100%.
They would rather be lied to than the truth hit them in the face. It's too painful. And you know, it's easy for us, Rex, because you've heard it your whole life. I've heard it the majority of mine, that we take it for granted how easy we're able to consume truth. Whereas my girlfriend, when I told her about the Twin Towers and that there was explosives, almost jumped out of my car. It was like she was having a freak out. Like, no way. Why are you telling me this?
We've come a long way.
And she's now my wife, and we did home births, and, you know, we've come a long way, Rick. So it's really one-to-one person. You're going to talk to somebody. I'm going to do the same. And slowly but surely, truth will win out, but it is literally individual to individual because most of these people are watching Fox News. That guy watches Fox News and consumes it as truth.
Yes. And it's about creating that human chain reaction of person to person to person, realizing that we're pro-Christian, we're pro-humanity, we're anti-war, we're all these things together. We care about our loved ones, our friends, our family, our pets, our children, everything. That's what being a human is. Being a human isn't going to these climate summits or Davos or Bilderberg and flying around and trying to run the world, because we're all going to die. We're all going to be dead in the ground anyway. Here's my message to people listening to the show right now. We only have one life, and in that life, we have the opportunity to serve Jesus and to create a family and to make the world and society better, to build something that will be left behind and to go up to heaven when we're gone. We all need to seize that opportunity. I do a terrible job at doing that. I'm calling on myself to do a better job. Everyone out there in the audience, I really want you to just have a phenomenal day and just embody the spirit of Christ. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. And that includes political ideology. You don't have to dunk on people or to slam on people. I'm sorry I had to do that to the caller a little bit, but it's like that human chain reaction we're talking about. That guy's like a broken link in the chain where you can't communicate no matter how hard you try. Your thoughts, just 30 seconds in closing. We're about to head out.
Last comment I want to say, I was in Iraq, a piece of heavy equipment. I was working in the oil business. A piece of heavy equipment was falling towards me. I didn't see it. I was laying down. I shouldn't even been laying down, but I was. And this heavy equipment's falling. A Muslim man who doesn't speak English grabbed me by the shoulders and jerked me out of the way. They are humans. He saved my legs. I'd probably be legless if it wasn't for him. And this is who we're being told by the media and probably Israel Mossad that runs it, that we need to kill all of their enemies, not our enemies. They're not our enemies.
Yes, very, very, very powerful. We're all human. We're all created by God. We all have an eternal soul. We all deserve life, and we all deserve to be safe from war crimes. I'm calling on you right now to take action and just be better to the people in your life and be better for America. I'm going to try the same. Rex Jones, American Journal, Alex.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife, it's badass, America First t-shirt, MKUltra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish Sea Moss capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you guys, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass, and it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.